Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, with which political party are you registered?
The Republicans.
Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by as absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate so as well. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Early voting location.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
I'm 78.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
With an associate's or two-year degree, or bachelor's with a four-year degree?
The first one, you said.
The first one. Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Kathy Townsend.
I have heard of her.
And from what you've heard, is your opinion of her very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Keith Pearson.
Very favorable to him, too.
Thank you. Then we have Linda Bartz.
I guess I don't know her well enough.
Well, with what you've heard or what you've seen in the news, what is your opinion of her? Is it very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know what to tell you. I guess unfavorable. It's hard. It's going to be really hard this time.
Okay, so is that a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable, I'm sorry.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Richard Del Toro.
Del Toro. I'm trying to remember. He's favorable, very favorable.
Thank you. And last we have Ken Mascara.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind when that you can tell me about Keith Pearson, if you can, in a few words?
Pearson. He's favorable.
He's favorable in what way?
It seems like he knows what he's doing.
Thank you very much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Uh, not enough. Not enough.
Anything that comes to mind?
I think he's favorable too. It's really hard to pick.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Linda.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Linda Bartz?
Say that again.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Linda Bartz?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Kathy.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Definitely for Kathy.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Pearson.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now for something different. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing at St. Lucie County's Sheriff?
Yes.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Say that again.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate so as well. First, we have saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, something else.
I want to say, I think a couple places,
mm-hmm.
Probably through the mail.
Received something in the mail?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what did you see, what did you see, read, or hear recently make you more or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate so as well.
It makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate so as well. Have you seen or saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit from to your home from Rachel Del Toro or a campaign volunteer? Something else?
I think it was also something in the mail.
Something in the mail. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rachel Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? Or if it made no difference, you can indicate so as well.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Say that again. I heard conservative last.
Yes. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
And would you consider yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Is it African American or black, white or Caucasian, Asian or Asian American, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.